At mid-afternoon, the first 20 Carlick Manor residents were arriving. Several sat in a common area waiting to begin registration. In another room, Wilbur Westcoast had registered and was ready to move into his new room.
A lot of people are excited, and a lot of people down there are doing paperwork to come on in.
That excitement was shared by the staff, especially Melinda Freeman, supportive housing director for RuralCap, the nonprofit organization that built and will run the facility.
We have an incredibly exciting day for RuralCap and for our community. We have 20 people moving into our Housing First program called Carlick Manor, where the most vulnerable individuals who have typically been dying on the streets of Anchorage now have a safe and secure home.
The manor consists of approximately 40 efficiency apartments, complete with a microwave and small refrigerator. For one man, who has spent the last 5 years in shelters and camps, the rooms were a very pleasant surprise.
Everything's brand new, so I expected used things and ripped up, little bit rips in sheets and covers and stuff like that, but it's nice, it's really nice.
Carlick Manor is patterned after the Housing First model. Housing First does not require residents to take alcohol counseling or even stop drinking. The idea is that a safe place to live, warm meals, and other basics will incline many toward self-improvement. But any drinking, as other behaviors, must fit within the facility's code of conduct. Melinda Freeman.
There's no partying. They will have visitors, and people are allowed to drink in their apartments only, not in the common area. So everyone that visits Carlick Manor will come through a single point of entry. So we'll know who's in the building, and there's no more than 10 visitors at any time in the whole between the two buildings.
As he was filling out the final forms, Robert said Carlick Manor is a chance to turn things around.
Seems like I got a leg up, so I can really concentrate on getting a job. I'll have a phone, and I'll have an address, so, you know, they can get a hold of me 24 hours a day to set up for interviews or whatnot, which is a good thing.
Carlick Manor is not without controversy. Several in the neighborhood protested its creation. Like others checking in, Robert knew not everyone welcomed them as neighbors.
They got to give us a chance. Sure, alcoholics make mistakes, but when they're in an environment like this where you have washer, dryer, shower, a comfortable bed, you know, to sleep in, and you can lock your door and you don't have hundreds of people around you all the time, you know, with their attitudes and whatnot, foul language, because people that are negative, they're going to rub off negativity, and people that are positive are going to rub off positively.
Westcoast said for the last 5 years he has been a local resident. It's just now he'll be inside and won't be wandering about the neighborhood.
It'll basically clear most of the street light, because what other people think that this ain't a good idea, but in reality it's real good.
When receiving Anchorage Assembly approval, RuralCap agreed to maintain a close relationship with the local community council, businesses, and residents. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.